patients and families are Stoughton Hospital's number one priority. To provide trusted health information to our patients and community, we present Stoughton Hospital Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
While treatment of your skin cancer is your primary concern, reconstruction of the treated area is also important to many people. My guest is Dr. Jeffrey Larson. He's a plastic reconstructive and hand surgeon with Stoughton Hospital. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Larson, tell us about skin cancer, a little bit of the prevalence of it, and what are the different types that you see?
So, skin cancer is a very common condition that will be seen by any number of physicians. It'll be seen by family medicine doctors or internal medicine doctors or dermatologists. I also see a fair amount of it in my plastic surgery practice. It is probably one of the most common conditions, and the reason that it is very common is because a lot of skin cancer is the result of sun exposure. And patients will fail to protect themselves adequately from the sun. Over the years, as some of that sun damage builds up, it can lead to the formation of skin cancer. The most common types of skin cancer that we see are probably basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma. These are the two most prevalent types of skin cancer, and they typically present as a small red nodule. It typically arises over the time course of several weeks to several months. A very common complaint is that these will be they will be painless, but they will often be they will bleed, and it will be patients will come in and they will describe a new area, a scab that doesn't completely heal, and that's usually one of the first signs to me as a physician that there may be a skin cancer involved. The most severe type of skin cancer for this discussion would probably be melanoma, basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma both tend to be local disease. Melanoma can be a disease, can be a skin cancer that can spread and can be life-threatening.
So that would be the most common type that you would think would require some surgical removal. I mean, people hear about people having these little basal cells removed all the time on your head or on your face or something, but this is a different deal, yes?
That's exactly right. There are a variety of ways to treat basal cell and squamous cell cancers. There are topical treatments. There are certain creams that are available. For me, as a surgeon, I tend to treat these. These skin cancers surgically, meaning that we cut the area, we remove the skin cancer, we take a small margin of normal skin to ensure that we got everything, and then we do a reconstruction.
So then, Dr. Larson, when we're talking about surgery, what are we talking about? People hear the word surgery, you know, but skin cancer surgery is a little bit different, and it's, you know, it's got to be very precise, and we've heard of something called the Mohs surgery. Tell us a little bit about skin cancer surgery.
Correct. So the first part of having surgical treatment for skin cancer may come through, again, a Mohs surgeon, as you mentioned. A Mohs surgery is a special type of dermatologic surgery where the skin cancer is removed with the smallest possible margin. It is usually performed by a dermatologist who has done some specialized training in this area. Once that has been performed, there is a defect or a hole, for lack of a better word, and that is usually when patients are presenting to me for reconstruction.
So then what's next? So if they have this surgery, we the margins are clear and everything's done, but it's really made a difference in the way that they look. When does reconstruction take place? And speak about this reconstructive surgery. What's involved?
Sure. So when patients come to my office, they're usually coming to me within a very short period of time after they've had the cancer removed. It's usually either that day or within just a couple of days. And as far as the treatment, it really depends on the type of patient and it depends on the type of defect. I would say probably two-thirds of the time or more, it is something that where the reconstruction can be performed in an office setting where I will inject some local anesthesia and perform the reconstruction while they're here in the office. This is obviously ideal it is less downtime. It's more straightforward. We don't have to do it in the hospital. The patient doesn't have to be subjected to anesthesia. So that is an ideal circumstance. However, for some defects, if they need a more complicated reconstruction, it does have to be in the hospital. It can require multiple surgeries.
So then what's that like? And are you using skin grafts? Do they present a problem in matching color, or, you know, speak about what you do?
So there are a few different types of skin cancer reconstruction. One is what we call healing by secondary intention. And this is where we follow patients very closely, but we allow the wound to heal on its own. There is taking skin from another area of the body called a skin graft. And that is where we remove skin from an area of the body. It may come from behind the ear, it may come from the upper chest or from the from the shoulder, and that skin is then placed over the defect and is allowed to heal. The third type of reconstruction is where we use tissue from that surrounding area to perform the reconstruction. For example, if a patient has a defect in their cheek, we will use some adjacent cheek skin to do the reconstruction. If a patient has a defect on their nose, we'll use adjacent nose skin reconstruction. And we have different techniques of rearranging the tissue to create a satisfactory reconstruction.
So is it usually just one procedure? Is it not necessarily a clear-cut task? Do you have to kind of wait till you get there to see what's going on? And tell us about some of the special challenges of facial reconstructive surgery specifically.
It does vary from patient to patient as far as what we are able to accomplish. I would say most of the time we are able to get it done in one operation. However, sometimes with the more complicated ones, it does require more. There's always the possibility of having to do a revision surgery. For example, if we do a reconstruction and a patient has an unfavorable scar, we may need to go back and perform a revision where the old scar is removed and a new one that ideally is more favorable will be created. As far as some of the challenges, the ideal reconstruction is it would be one of the areas that I just mentioned where we are using where we replace like with like. For example, when we have a defect on the nose, we use skin from the nose to do the reconstruction because nowhere is going to be a better match for surrounding nasal skin than the nasal skin that you already have. Similarly, in the cheek, if we're reconstructing your cheek and we can use cheek skin, that is going to be a more ideal reconstruction.
So then tell us really, what is the key to great results as far as the patient is concerned? People wonder how long it's going to take to not show any scars, if they should be putting cream on it. What do you want them to know about getting those great results?
So one thing that I tell patients is that the total healing process takes 1 year from the time of surgery. The initial healing may be performed relatively soon. The stitches might come out at a week or 2 weeks, but the complete healing process takes about a year. And so I find that the best results are usually obtained when I'm communicating, when the patient and I are communicating just very clearly as far as what they can expect. I like to follow patients very closely. I will see them obviously at the time of reconstruction, but then I'll see them a week later, then a month later, and then 3 months, 6 months, a year. I follow them very closely. We're documenting things, we're taking pictures, we're talking about what to expect at each level of the healing process.
So wrap it up. What is your best advice? We started with a little bit of skin cancer information. And as a reconstructive surgeon, what do you want people to know about avoiding skin cancer so maybe they don't have to come see you?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing is sun protection. There are things like hats and umbrellas and things like that. But in addition, just some protection using topical sunscreens. I typically recommend at least an SPF 15. SPF 50 or more is probably unnecessary. So probably SPF 15 to 50. I also will tell patients sometimes they are if you can see ingredients such as titanium oxide in the ingredient, these are mechanical blockers of the sun in addition to the chemical blockers that are found in all sunscreens. So I think the biggest takeaway would be, first of all, to prevent skin cancers, to protect yourself from the sun. And if you do find yourself in a position where you have had skin cancer and it has been removed and you have to have reconstruction, make sure you ask a lot of questions of your provider and just have him be spend a lot of time communicating exactly what is going to be done and what the healing process will look like for you.
That's really good advice, Dr. Larson. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your expertise. This is Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. For more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in.